Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here inside Budweiser Gardens, where the Knights knock off the Rangers by a final score of 4-1. It was a scoreless first period here in London, and then the Knights opened it up in the second and got all they would need in this game. Jacob Julien's 26th of the season from Jared Woolley and Alec Leonard at 5:34 made it 1-0. Oliver Bonk with his 24th from Easton Cowan and Isaiah George at 8:07 of the second, 2-0 London. And then Denver Barkey with his 32nd from Cowan and Max McHugh at 11:56, 3-0 London. And that's the way the second period would come to an end. The Rangers came out with a little more jump in the third. Mitch Martin scoring 2:11 in. Martin's first since returning to the Rangers lineup and 10th of the season from Luca Romano and Carson Campbell. But the Rangers could not get any more. Caleb Lawrence would finish this one off into an empty net. His 16th from Denver Barkey, and Oliver Bonk came at 17:37, and 4-1 is your final score. 4-1 is also the tally on the Channers power plays here today. Kitchener goes 0-4 with the man advantage. The Knights go 0-1, and London outshoots Kitchener by a count of 31-24. It was another sellout, 9,000 plus here at Budweiser Gardens this afternoon as they take the season series over the Kitchener Rangers by a count of 4-2, and the Rangers' four-game winning streak comes to an end. We'll take a break, come back with more. Rangers head coach Jussi Ahokas coming up next on our post-game show, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
Who blew a call? Who left it all out on the ice? Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter break it down on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here inside Budweiser Gardens in London, where the Knights take down the Kitchener Rangers by a final score of 4-1. This game didn't have the same kind of emotion attached to it that we had a week ago in Kitchener, and it certainly didn't take on the goofy overtones of that game in Budweiser Gardens about a month or so ago, when there were fights galore and penalties galore and a 10-3 final in favor of London. But the Knights, once they get a lead on you, they have no problem whatsoever just making sure that you don't get chances. And that's what happened to the Kitchener Rangers. They fell behind 3-0, and that is a monumental task to overcome. And Kitchener was unable to do that today, despite getting that goal early in the third period. That was very helpful in that regard. Wasn't it Don Cherry that always said the 3-0 lead is the worst one in hockey, because a team comes out, they get one, and then they're starting to feel good about themselves, and then another shot, all of a sudden it's a one-goal game, and boom. That didn't happen for Kitchener today, as London just played a very disciplined defensive style and shut down the Rangers' comeback attempt in the third period. There are six other games around the Ontario Hockey League tonight. Most of them, actually all of them. Nope. In Barrie, they're going to get underway at 7:30. Barrie is home to North Bay. Other games on the OHL schedule tonight, we've got Flint at home to Kingston, Erie at home to Owen Sound. That's got implications for these Kitchener Rangers, I'll tell you that, because both of those teams could be first-round playoff opponents for the Kitchener Rangers. When you look at the Western Conference standings, 5-8 is a very interesting story. Guelph at 62 points in fifth place, and Flint in eighth place at 58 points. So 4 points separating four teams on the lower end of the Western Conference. The Rangers could play any one of them. Should Erie pick up a victory tonight, they could leapfrog the Guelph Storm. Again, Erie at home to Owen Sound, and Guelph, they're in tough. They're coming off a loss last night in Sault Ste. Marie. That one finished 3-1 in favor of the Hounds, and Guelph has got to do it tonight against Saginaw. And of course, Saginaw is going to want to keep pace with these London Knights. London, for the time being, regains control of first place in this Western Conference. So a lot on the line tonight in both Saginaw and Erie. Peterborough is at home to the Niagara Ice Dogs tonight. And as I mentioned, Barrie is at home to North Bay. North Bay, one of those teams in a real bunch in the Eastern Conference. Teams 1 through 6 are separated also just by 4 points. So you've got 4 points separating 5 to 8 in the West and 4 points separating 1 through 6 in the East. Going to be wild races to the finish. Let's get you downstairs to Paul Fixter and UC Ahokas.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach UC Ahokas. Coach, after a pretty decent first period, the club didn't look the same in the second and third.
No, I would say actually the third was the best what we had. First and second, we were terrible. Second especially. You can't play like if you're not going the hard areas and you're not winning battles and you're not going to hard on pucks like that, you don't win. You don't win there, and I thought that's more. We were a little bit, weren't ready. Again, we played a few good games there, and then kind of weren't ready for this. Feeling like against a team like this, you have to be really ready to dial in. You have to have your forecheck there. You have to finish your lines. You have to drive to the net, and we have to really play hard. And that's, we were too casual, I thought, first. And then second, we did. There's a lot of stupid things. Parsons was really good. He played really well. Then third period, we actually started tracking. We got some even few chances there, but in one goal. But still, like, not enough if you want to win hockey games.
Mixed up the lines a little bit in the third period. Is that what gave your team a little bit more pushback, you think?
No, that's... You have to try because the second period was so bad we weren't going at all. So you had to do some changes.
Their penalty kill kept you 0-for-4 on the power play. What did they do that made it so effective?
Well, if you're casual, if you try to force plays against their number one PK in this league, and if you try to force things and you're not moving, you don't get goals. Okay, we had a couple chances, but still... It wasn't there where it has to be if you want to score against them.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate a few minutes of your time.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Paul. UC Ahokas with some post-game thoughts following a 4-1 loss here in London. Post-game coverage for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in London, Rangers fall 4-1. Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm at ice level with Mitchell Martin. Mitchell, you're 5 games into your return to the club after a lengthy injury stay away from it. How are you feeling out there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously taking 4.5 months off is it's going to, you know, build some rust and just... I mean, yeah, I feel all right out there. It's it's just getting back into it, adjusting to, you know, teams who have been playing, you know, the 40 games that I missed. So there's definitely things I got to adjust to out there, but I'm feeling all right.
Are you finding the speed of the game the one thing that's the most difficult to catch up to?
Yeah, not really. Like, it doesn't feel too fast. It's just there's definitely certain certain pucks that I definitely should be able to get to, but just knocking off the rust from the injury, and certain pucks that I, you know, if I had my full capabilities, I'd definitely be able to get to them. And it's not too fast out there.
You were able to get your 10th goal of the season tonight. A nice setup from Luca Romano. Just what's it like to play with a 16-year-old who's really coming into his own right now?
Yeah, I mean, since Christmas, Rome's has been he's been excellent. I mean, you can see the potential there, the skating. He's a great passer. He's got an absolute cannon of a shot. And it's obviously, you know, I'm very fortunate to not only play with them, but to, you know, guide them and be a leader to them and show them stuff they might not know yet.
With this loss today, the team loses a season series. Does that sting at all, or you don't really care about that and we'll just worry about it in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd rather lose the season series and win the big series. But, yeah, it stings. It's never good coming in here and losing. Their crowd goes, it's never good when their crowd's always loud and they're scoring goals and we're not. But I think we're going to be back here, and we know that.
Last question I have for you, but I've always said when you lose, don't lose the lesson. What's the lesson for the hockey club today?
I think just a full 60. I mean, I think they had a 3-3, but they came out to play right away. They're getting bumps in. Their details were much sharper, and I think we just kind of maybe a bit too high off our win last night, and we weren't quite ready for the test.
Thanks for this, and welcome back to the lineup.
Thanks, Paul.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. Mitch Martin scored his 10th of the season, the Lone Rangers marker, on this Saturday afternoon turned evening at Budweiser Gardens. Post-game coverage for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. 3 stars and more still to come on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Rangers' four-game winning streak comes to an end here today in London, a 4-1 final in favor of the Knights, who temporarily regain top spot in the Western Conference and the Ontario Hockey League. Let's take a look at your 3 stars from this game. 3 stars, a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Easton Cowan, 2 assists, and now a 32-game point streak, one shy of the London Knights franchise record. Cowan is star number 3. Oliver Bonk with a goal and an assist is named star number 2. And Denver Barkey, also a goal and an assist, is named star number 1. So your 3 stars on a home team sweep. Barkey, Bonk, and Cowan, 3 stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Back to wrap from Budweiser Gardens right after this. Post-game coverage for You Save Flooring on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here for some final thoughts before we board the bus and come back home. I'll just say again, I really like these 4 o'clock games. No complaints here.
You'll get home and see your beloved Maple Leafs, and life's good.
Life is good indeed. Life not so good, though, for the Kitchener Rangers as the 4-game winning streak comes to an end. And, you know, Paul, we were just chatting during that commercial break, and I think we could argue that London's stars came to play today and Kitchener's just did not.
No, they didn't. Carson Rakoff, we expect a lot from him. Edward Chalet, we expect a lot of him. We can go on and on with the players. And Easton Cowan showed up. Denver Barkey showed up. And I think when I asked Mitchell Martin the question about the lesson to learn from this loss is we need to show up. We need to play all 60 minutes. Yeah, he's right. Kitchener had a decent – I didn't think they were as bad in the first as the coach did, but that's his opinion. I thought they were okay in the third. The second, they were non-existent. London took over the game there, and it's not the end of the world, but it stings a little bit.
A good week of practice and then a couple of divisional games next weekend for the Rangers.
Yeah, they have to get right back at it and find themselves and feel good about themselves again. But, Mike, you're right. Like, the top – well, not top players – all the players have to do their job on a nightly basis. And, you look at Pugliese stripping the puck and creating the chance for Mercer. Like, everybody has a role to play, and the top-end players can't pick and choose when they want to do it. At this point in the season, they have to do it every night.
London gets the better of the Rangers here at Budweiser Gardens today. 4-1 the final. We're back Friday night when the Rangers take on the Owen Sound Attack back at the Memorial Auditorium in Kitchener. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer, Jordan Malcolm, back at the boardwalk, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Saturday evening from Budweiser Gardens in London.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.